Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 1st of December, and I am recording at 11.02 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, here in what was a very sunny and extremely warm day today here in London. Now, interesting day in the markets. I know I often say that, but again, it's so often true. First, despite the weakness that we saw on Wall Street, it wasn't hugely weak, but we had little erosion. Despite that, the Asia Pacific stock markets were quite firm. And that included good gains on the part of India, up 1.34%, and more on the Japanese indices. Also, we had gains for most of China, good gains for the Hang Seng China Enterprise. Those are the eight shares, up 1.61%. And the Hang Seng index was up 1.75%. And we had more modest gains of 0.33% on the Shanghai Composite, and the Shenzhen Composite was actually down 0.25% in here today. Thereafter, solid gains in Taiwan and South Korea. Australia had the most minimal loss. And let's see, we see India, modest gains. That's pretty well the story throughout. And Indonesia, that did well, up 2.5% here today. Now, Europe had started off reasonably steady and then gave up a lot of ground. I've been out for part of the day, and I'm just not quite sure why that why those gains were reversed. I don't think they'll do badly tomorrow, though, in Europe. I assume that it's Europe only problem, because Wall Street was very strong in here. Now, there was a report that came out, some manufacturing, last month's manufacturing, that disappointed. And that caused people to reassess the pace with which they were expecting the Fed to raise interest rates. Now, I've commented on this all week and a little bit, all week. It's only the second day. I've commented on it, though, yesterday, and I commented on it last week, that people were saying, you know, they expected five interest rate cuts, one in December, in the middle of December, and then four next year. And I said I thought that was extremely unlikely, not least because Janet Yellen said that that she was going to move slowly, cautiously, on rate hikes. And I also said that I didn't think that would happen unless we saw a sharp rally in commodity prices. Now, this trough that commodities are in is going to end in a sharp rally at some point, and or certainly a sustained rally. But that has not actually started here yet. So the inflation that the Fed looks at really is virtually non-existent here so far. So again, Wall Street really liked that prospect that, okay, yes, we get the first rate hike coming in the middle of December. But this month, in other words, but then it slows down for a period. At any rate, we had somewhat a slightly larger downward move yesterday. Well, that was just blown away by today's gains, and the Dow up up almost a full percentage point. The S&P up a little over a full percentage point, and the Nasdaq up over 9 tenths of a percentage point. That's the Nasdaq composite. So that looks good in terms of those U.S. indices. Now, let's see, spillover. Well, Canada was up at 1.25%, so was Mexico. Brazil, tiny fraction lower. Now, interesting developments mean the Treasury bonds, which were presumably living in fear of those five interest rate hikes starting in December that people were forecasting. That big sigh of relief here, and the yield fell sharply to 2.14. And that's quite a move. On stochastics, it's a little oversold here in the short term, and the VIX tumbled over a point and a half down to 14.67. So that's quite a relaxed level as far as the stock market is concerned. And the US dollar, which, as you know, it spent at least a couple of days up above that 100 level, but it pulled back in here today on the news that we weren't going to get quite as many interest rate hikes as people were forecasting. That dollar index is currently trading after hours at 99.835 as I speak. So that's down 335 ticks here. Okay, Elsewhere, oh, I should also mention that that bond move was in the treasuries, that other global bond markets around the globe moved in sympathy. Now I'm talking 10-year on those 10-year bonds. And in terms of precious metals, well, a little bit steadier on that. Not so much platinum, or palladium rather, not so much palladium. That's down $4, $5.39. These are struggling, these precious metals still. They're cheap, but there's fear that and a good possibility that they get cheaper still. Silver, tad firmer here. $14.15. That's up 9 cents. So oversold, that silver. Now remember, I've maintained all along that silver is high beta gold. I've maintained it for decades. I think it's a fact, not just an opinion. It's high beta gold, so it leads in both directions. And if we're not going to get a really good rally in precious metals without silver to the fore in here. And it hasn't shown that yet, but slightly steadier here today. As is, let's see, platinum up $7.60 to 840 and change. And gold is at 1,069 here. I think that's actually down a fraction. Okay. Other commodities. Commodity index was up a little bit in here today. That wasn't due to crude oil, which is just slightly lower. But it looks like some of the agricultural commodities are stronger. White sugar had a good day, up 11 cents. And I see coffee and soybeans had some small gains. That's pretty much it here. An interesting say, an interesting day. And markets can get some sharp intraday moves, as you well know. And a note, all the very best to all of you.